I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we hear from the man at WABC in New York who's probably most interested in whether the controversial talk show host Don Imus has been forgiven by listeners. But first, a huge jury verdict this week against a self-styled religious group. It's the group that pickets at the funerals of fallen service members as a way to denounce homosexuality. In our Faith Matters conversation, we want to ask, in a free society, what are the limits on what we can say publicly as a matter of faith? On Wednesday, a jury ordered the Westboro Church, a small fundamentalist group out of Kansas, led by a man named Fred Phelps, to pay nearly $11 million to the father of a Marine killed in Iraq. The jury said the church members invaded the privacy of a grieving family when they protested a soldier's funeral in Westminster, Maryland. Fred Phelps has a history of such protests, saying he and his followers believe the soldiers' deaths are God's punishment for America's tolerance of homosexuality. They often hold placards with slogans saying things like, "Thank God for dead soldiers." I think it's fair to say that most people find them offensive, but we want to ask about religious zeal, hate, and free speech. When does evangelism cross the line? Joining me to talk about this is Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center. It's a group that monitors extremist groups. He's on the phone with us from his office in Montgomery, Alabama. We're also joined by the Reverend Dr. Herschel York, the pastor at Buck Run Baptist Church in Frankfort, Kentucky. He's also a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. He joins us from their campus in Louisville. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
And thanks for having us.
It's nice to be with you.
Mark Potok, if I could begin with you, your organization classifies the Westboro Church as a hate group. What makes them a hate group, in your view?
Well, they are dedicated solely to defaming really as many people as they can. Listeners have heard about the kind of, AIDS cures fag signs that these people carry. But, I mean, it goes way beyond this. Group has done things like, they say one of their specialties is sending, thousands and thousands of faxes all over the place, in which they do things like call, Paul Wellstone, the senator from Minnesota, bug-eyed fag baby killer, a particular merchant in town there in Topeka where they are is a bloody Jew, a merchant of anal copulating. It goes on and on and on. Pickets from the church have yelled at little girls trying to attend a performance of the Nutcracker and asked them if their daddies had sodomized them last night. Those were not the words they used.
Okay.
So it's fairly easy for us. I mean, they're all about defaming gay people and many other people as well.
The Southern Poverty Law Center was not a party to this case, but you have sued other extremist groups for similar tactics. What are the grounds for a case like this?
Well, this particular case is essentially intentional infliction of emotional distress. That was the claim, and that is what the jury agreed to. It's a close case. I think that it will be a very close case on appeal, basically because this really is a very largely First Amendment-protected speech. There's no question that the First Amendment protects speech that is shocking, that is hurtful, that bothers people a great deal. The exception, or what may prove to be the exception, is the fact that it occurred, of course, very near a funeral. The courts have carved out certain exceptions, like people's homes. You can only demonstrate loudly within a certain distance away from people's homes. That's really the question.
Mm-hmm.
Will the court carve out an exception for funerals
for a
particular sensitive time?
Reverend York, public witness is a part of Christianity for some. What is your view of this?
Well, Christianity has always thrived in the marketplace of ideas, and we believe in the power of persuasion, and that power takes place one heart at a time. Obviously, the problem with Fred Phelps and the Westboro, and I use this word advisedly, church, is that they're not about persuasion. They're about intimidation and hatred, and all of us who are evangelical Christians cringe, obviously, when we see them, because we realize that in the minds of some people, that's the way they picture Christianity, and yet they are so far removed from the spirit and the heart of the Bible and of Jesus in particular that it's disturbing to us probably more than to anyone.
But you also... I don't want to say that you, as a Southern Baptist, agree with their view of homosexuality. I don't think that is accurate. But you also religiously, theologically condemn it.
We believe that homosexuality is a sin. That's true. But again, We also believe that homosexuals have the same dignity and human rights that everyone has and is entitled to. I believe in appealing to a person that is in a homosexual lifestyle on the basis of the love of God and what the Scripture says. What I don't believe is in demeaning him and treating him as though he is any less created in the image of God than I or anyone else is.
But Mark Potok, let's all stipulate that most people find this offensive. And I have to say that I have occasion to go by Walter Reed Army Hospital, which is where many soldiers are being treated, for many of them for grievous injuries. And the Westboro Group has picketed there. And the idea of these young families, these young wives, having to confront these people, go past them on their way to take care of these service members is deeply shocking. On the other hand, some people find the Jehovah's Witnesses offensive because they go knocking door to door. Some people find faith nights offensive because faith nights at the baseball park offensive because they feel that that's evangelism. They don't want to hear it. The fact is this group was picketing 1,000 feet from the church where the funeral took place. If we're to outlaw and sanction that which people find offensive, doesn't that open the door to restriction on a lot of speech?
Sure. I don't think there's much question about that. I mean, it's a difficult and close case, as I tried to say earlier. And 1,000 feet is a fairly long ways. Not only that, Phelps and his crew went through the permitting process to hold their little demonstration outside this funeral. And I think that, too, will count in their favor on appeal. So, you know, it's really it's unclear what's going to happen. I just want to add one other thing, which is, you know, I very much agree with the Reverend York that, you know, this is quite different from disagreeing with homosexuality or feeling that the Bible says homosexuality is wrong. I mean, these are people who do things. They really are terrorists, in a sense. They are, for instance, you know, the Westboro Baptist Church has routinely gone through the garbage cans of people they do not like in Topeka. So at one point, they were having a battle with a local district attorney who they, you know, falsely accused of being a lesbian, and that was not the word they used. You know, they go rooting around in her garbage, find a letter which she has written to her husband discussing adulterous relationships each had had and, you know, kind of reconciling. And, you know, what Phelps and his friends do is immediately fax this out on their letterhead to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. You know, similar thing was done by them when they were trying to get the mayor to back down on a funeral ordinance that Topeka was then about to pass, and they, in fact, were successful.
Well, Reverend York, last word to you. What would be your message to Reverend Phelps, clergyman to clergyman, if you had an opportunity to speak with him?
Well, it would be, first of all, that he needs to follow the example of the Lord Jesus who came and spoke the truth, but he spoke it in love, and that he needs to follow the tenets of Scripture rather than to carving out one little slice and making it as though it were the main message of the Bible.
All right. Herschel York is pastor at Buck Run Baptist Church in Kentucky, a professor at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville. It's a pleasure to speak with you again, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We're also joined by Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center. He joined us from his office in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you also, sir.
And thanks so much.
The Reverend Dr. Herschel York shares more of his thoughts about speaking for God on our blog at npr.org/tellmemore. We'd love for you to take a look and let us know what you think.